The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer & Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer & Associates.
Good morning and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 o'clock on 850 WFTL in South Florida. And I'm Karen Curtis. I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs PA. Eric is board certified by the Florida Bar and Condominium and Plan Development Law. His firm has offices in Fort Lauderdale and satellite offices in Orlando and Tallahassee. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. And we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where you are in the state. So give us a call right here in the studio, 877-850-8585. We are live. 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. And if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website at condocrazeandhoas.com. Join our email list, because by joining each week, you can get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars. Before you know it, they'll be coming up again. Our newsletters, updates on the law, and a whole lot more. As our followers know, we do a blog every single Monday morning. It could be found at hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, out of sight does not mean out of mind as far as board member responsibility goes. Going up north for the summer, don't leave your board responsibilities behind. We spoke about that many times. When a unit owner goes away, they can't just forget that they have a unit, you know, down south any longer. Board members, the same rules apply to you.
So if our listeners have been calling in and they realized that we weren't live, you had a pretty good reason for taking off last week.
Oh, man, I had a pretty painful reason for taking off last week, that's for sure, and I wrote about it in my blog. But for those of you who did not read or have no idea what happened to me, here we go. I was actually on vacation with the family in Charleston, South Carolina. Wonderful place. If you haven't been there, great. A lot of history. Definitely recommend it.
A lot of history.
Quaint. Yeah. Calm. Until I got there.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We had a great time. And we're about to come home Monday morning. And I go to bed Sunday night. And I awake in the middle of the night with what feels at first like a backache, like a terrible backache. And then it starts moving. Then it starts hitting me on my left side. And finally, I ask my wife, hey, I can't take this pain. Run next door, wake up Brian, and have him drive me to the hospital because the pain was, like, way too intense.
I'm sure that he was thrilled to be awakened at 2 a.m.
Right? But, thank God Brian was dressed and out the door with me. And luckily, we were about 2 miles from a hospital. So by the time I get there, I'm literally, like, doubled over in pain.
Oh, my God.
And now you get there, and they're giving you forms to fill out.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
So I was going to tell them what they could do with their forms.
Yeah, we need to.
Yeah, and I know, I'm sure Brian was praying, you know, please don't do that,
Eric. And they're doing the wallet biopsy, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Don't tell them what they can do with their forms, because it's just going to delay everything. And the bottom line is, you know, I'm not in my neck of the woods.
And they're
going
to, like, poke you in the back. Does this hurt?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So I fill out all the forms. They take me in quickly.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, a CAT scan reveals what everybody already knew.
Aha!
Kidney stones. Oh my God.
Do you
forget
drink
about
a lot
it.
Of tea and eat ice cream?
Ice cream, I'll plead guilty on that one. Tea,
yeah.
No.
Okay.
I heard tea causes that.
Yeah, with ice cream, it's not good. But I know I had a kidney stone one time. I was working in Gainesville at Channel 20. And right before the show, I was in this incredible pain. Finally went to the bathroom. Bloop. And I was fine.
Oh, really? And then you're fine. Sure. I had it twice before.
It was like, oh, my God.
Right. And both times I had it, it passed. No problem. Yeah. Like an hour start to finish.
Don't they usually pass on their own?
Yeah, for most
people. But these are like the size of golf balls, right?
not that big. But for most people, they do. But apparently, I think this is like God's way of getting back at lawyers. Yeah. This was actually, again, my third bout with it. The other two, easy, passed
them
in an hour.
So then you knew, okay.
Oh, yeah, I knew. I kind of knew what this was, you know. But they said, give it a day or two. They gave me morphine, they sent me home with some prescriptions.
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah. Morphine's nothing. I actually found out that there's stuff a lot more powerful than morphine that they had to give me.
Really?
Dilaudid, I think it's called.
Dilaudid.
Yeah. They sent me home with prescriptions, and I get back to the hotel feeling better, I guess, because I had all this morphine in me.
Right.
And I'm thinking, hey, maybe I passed it. Maybe it's over. Went back to the room, went to sleep. And then the morphine wore off.
Oh, God.
Karen.
They're like, oh.
Yeah, thank God they gave me pain medicine. So my wife and Brandon, it's now 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm laying on the floor of the hotel room, like, screaming. And I'm like, just go out, find a 24-hour pharmacy and fill these because I cannot take the pain. So Mikhail and Brandon get in the car in Charleston, South Carolina, 4 o'clock in the morning with prescriptions, hoping to find a 24-hour pharmacy.
Right. Oh, my God.
And they did. And they did. Thank God they did. They came back in like an hour, hour and a half with, you know, pain medication. And I was able to survive.
You're curled up in a ball.
I was curled up in a ball on the floor of a hotel room in the corner.
Eric, they have things called ambulances, by the way.
Yeah, I get it. I was only 2 miles away, okay. So it was all right.
So how did you get back from Charleston to Florida in all that pain?
So instead of driving,
I mean, can you imagine?
We were supposed to, there was no way I was going to drive back, so I flew back with Brandon and my niece Emma, and I must have been, when I think about it, I had to be loaded up on pain meds. It was like I was like higher than the airplane, that's for sure. But I think about it. I had to be so messed up that it's no wonder that we didn't get on a flight to accidentally like New Zealand or something.
Yeah.
But I come back and I wind up at Memorial Hospital East in Hollywood, and my nephew.
You were PUI.
Yeah. What's PUI?
Oh no, FUI. Flying under the.
So Dr. Katz, Randy Katz is my nephew and the director. Yeah, he's director of the ER over there. By the time I got there, Karen, grown man, I'm not embarrassed to admit it, I was crying like a baby.
Oh,
I mean,
you
the pain
poor
was,
baby.
It was like, forget it.
Well, they saw it when they first did,
how big
the stones were. They knew you couldn't pass them.
Well, here's the thing. No, when South Carolina, they tell me your stones are 2 millimeters. Randy comes in and tells me, I got some bad news for you. The hospital in South Carolina was wrong.
Wait,
They're actually 4.
Were they measuring with an inch
ruler? He calls the chief of urology and he says, guess what, buddy? If it doesn't pass in 24 hours, we're going in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought they did the lithotripsy. Can't they zap them and break them up with a laser?
Yeah. Well, as luck would have it, mine was too low already for that procedure. So for me, there was only one way to get it.
They were on their way.
Yeah. And it's by going through an area of a man's body that's simply not meant for that purpose.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And if there ever was a procedure I was deathly afraid of, that was the one. I was literally petrified, but it was lodged and blocking everything behind it. Yeah, so you won't come wind up, you know, poisoning yourself.
So
there's no time. There's nothing to discuss.
Just do it.
We do it now, period.
Oh, and they went arthroscopically, so they didn't make a big scar.
No, but
I mean, have you ever had surgery before?
No, never had surgery. Didn't want it. Nothing, not even a colonoscopy. I was afraid. Little did I know.
You'd rather die from a polyp.
So the only thing I remember is I'm in this pre-op room. And a nurse says to me, she needs to give me this shot, and then we're going to talk more about it when we actually get to the operating room.
Yeah.
The next thing I know is she's yelling at me to wake up. I'm like, you know, hey, wait, when does this operation start?
Yeah.
She says it's over.
Oh.
I'm like, what do you mean it's over? I had the surgery? She's like, yeah, you did. Freaked me out. I mean,
it was like you lost part of your life.
Yes, you lost, you know, however long it took, an hour or two. But it is amazing to think that people were, like, working on you and standing around you, a team.
Aliens.
Yeah, and you had no idea what was going on after
especially
that
especially where they had to work.
Right, exactly.
So was that it? I mean, it was all better at that point?
No, not even
close. Oh, my God.
Why? Because they leave in a stent for a few days. And that pain was almost as bad as the stones itself. So for days, you're still living on pain medications. You're still screaming for them.
What does that mean? There's like more stones in there passing? Or?
No, they just want to make sure that everything in your system eventually comes out.
Okay.
And so I'm still screaming for pain. And God forbid you have to pee.
Oh, God, up in heaven.
Because the pain is like unbearable. So last Sunday, I had the stent in, and now you know why I couldn't do the show.
Got it.
So the stent actually comes out on Monday. Monday I get to the doctor's office, and I'm hoping – remember, the guy that did the surgery was the chief of urology, Dr. Pines. And I get there, and he's not there. I'm like, where's the doctor? Well, his 30-year-old nurse comes out and says, oh, don't worry. I got this. I'm going to remove the stent today.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm sorry. Have you done this before? And she says, yeah, about 500 times.
Okay.
So I said, all right, thank you, but I got one more question. Do you know anything about baseball? And to my surprise, she says, yes, I do. And I say, great, because while you're taking out the stent, we're going to talk a lot of baseball to keep my mind off this. So she says, all right, you ready? Here we go. We're going to start. She starts telling me as she's doing the procedure, you know, hey, the Yankees are great. You know, they're doing great despite all of their stars being out. And I'm like, perfect, perfect. Keep going.
Yes,
no problem.
Yes.
Keep talking just like that. So she's like, wait till Aaron Judge gets back and Stanton. They're going to be amazing. And then she yells out, you're done. Go Yankees. Yeah. And I'm like, that was awesome. That was great. So I'm thinking, you know, now I didn't know. I didn't research this. Those of you who know me know I research everything.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
No, I didn't even want to know, you know, what the stent was. In my mind, I'm thinking a stent must be like about, you know, an inch or two long. And I see she's holding something. No joke, Karen. I swear. She's holding something that's about 18 inches long.
Bragger.
And I'm like, what the hell is that? And she's like, that's the stent. And I'm like, that was my stent. Yeah, and now you know why the damn procedure is so horrible.
So do you think, you know, because you've been working out and running on that treadmill that lets you run through Paris, and do you think that had contributed to your stones?
True story. That morning, I felt like freaking Superman. First time in my life, I did a 5-mile run. I was great.
The morning you got the stent out, or the morning that the kidney
stones? No, the morning that the kidney stones happened.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, and I don't know. A few hours later, I went from Superman to being in the hospital in
blubbering.
A few hours. But I'm feeling great again. No problem. I'm a big boy. I can even go to the bathroom all by myself.
Yay!
Right? And I just want to thank so many of you who sent me emails asking how I felt. One of my clients actually told me they found out from their friends in Finland that I was
goodness.
Sick. People in Finland were actually concerned, so thank you. Really amazing. And I want to really thank my wife, Mikkel, who slept overnight in the hospital with me every single night, 5 nights in the hospital. I love you for it. And it's funny because the last night she was sleeping like straight up, like in a chair.
Uh-huh.
And the very last night the nurse comes in at like 2 a.m. and says, you do know that leans back to a bed, right?
No.
Yeah, on the last night. So
they
sat
tell her
up
on the last night?
On the last night. So, I don't know. She kept asking for copies of my life insurance policy and kept telling them to give me lots of medication. I don't know.
And she was standing on your oxygen cord.
Yeah, right. But other than that, I think her presence was much appreciated. So it's been a wild and crazy 2 weeks. Glad to be back doing the show. And let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. And today we'll take our calls on condo law, HOA law. We can even play My Operation Was More Painful Than Yours, whatever you want to do today. Right? Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. If you're just joining us, we are back. Eric had a little kidney stone incident last weekend. So if you wanted to talk to him, I know the lines are jammed, but the number is 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585.
Brian just sends me a text saying, I just hope not all the guys that listen to the show turned it off and are now like grabbing their private parts in pain. But how about we go to Julia in Hollandale?
Good morning.
Hey, Julia, how are you?
Congratulations on coming out of that kidney stone ordeal.
Oh,
horrible. For you.
I spoke to women who have had it, right, and who have also given birth, and I'm just saying what I heard. The survey came back with
worse.
Women who went through both processes said kidney stones are worse than giving birth. I can just tell you that.
That is exactly what my mom said. She had a kidney stone about half a year ago, and it was beyond description.
Yeah, it was. But okay, so, we're back.
Google oxalate. Seriously, oxalate.
What is that?
It's a component, a compound that forms in the kidneys or gets into the kidneys from certain foods that is conducive to formation of kidney stones.
Really?
And you just have to watch the combination of the foods you eat
and drink water
to minimize the further occurrences or the chances of further occurrences.
We were talking during the break because, you know, Karen, so you mentioned that this is like one of the most popular places to get it, and that's true. Geography actually plays a part in warmer climates. It's the kidney stone belt that you said, yeah. And the bottom line is stay hydrated. All right, back to condos. Here we go, Julia. What do you got?
All right, cool. So just a disclaimer. I personally know more than one competent and conscientious board member, so they do exist.
Of course they do, absolutely.
Unfortunately, not the case in my situation. We have a critical structure issues, and the board has been dragging their feet in taking any action on it. So I see that as their personal liability in putting our structure in danger. Can they be held personally liable? And what data must be collected to do that? Because that seems to be the only thing that makes them move. I actually had one board member whom I threatened with personally suing, and he, one of the most viable members, he actually resigned because he got scared.
So a couple of things.
But the rest of them So what can be done?
Okay, so a couple of things. Number one, and we spoke about this a million times on the show, in terms of getting individual liability against a board member, next to impossible in the state of Florida, right? You got to prove fraud, self-dealing. But one of the ways you can get personal liability is if you can prove that there's a disregard for safety, right? Safety. So if you're telling me your building is falling, for example, you know, chunks of concrete are spalling and falling onto the parking lot, and it could, and it's hitting cars and it can fall on somebody's head, and a board simply ignores that repeatedly because of the costs involved, for example, if you can prove that, potentially, can you get liability, individual liability against the director? I would think you can. I actually would think you can. Now, there's another way under the condo statute, and the statute that we're going to be looking at is 718.118, and that statute is under the Condo Act, and it allows for equitable relief. So what's equitable relief? Very short statute, like one sentence, and it says, in the event of substantial damage to or destruction of all or substantial part of the condo property, and if the property is not repaired, reconstructed, or rebuilt within a reasonable period of time, any unit owner may petition a court for equitable relief, which may include a termination of the condominium and a partition. So basically, what's that statute telling you? If a situation is dangerous, for example, your municipality comes along, red tags the building, and your board is doing nothing about it, a unit owner can go to court, ask the court for equitable relief, meaning force the building to fix it, meaning put a receiver in there instead of the current board to manage the construction repairs. And I've been in situations like that before. So, yes, when safety is an issue and you can prove to the court that it's not just a situation where the board should have some discretion, it's no longer discretionary, it's a dangerous situation and the board is ignoring it, if you can prove that, you can go to court, and you can, and the court will force the association to make the appropriate repairs.
Even if somebody hasn't been injured by it?
Even if somebody hasn't. But the idea is to do it before somebody gets injured. Right. And I've been in that situation, been on the other side of it. Yeah, and I can tell you that the bottom line is, especially if you can get testimony from the local building official to come in, the court will certainly listen to the building official. And if the building official says, look, I tried to work it out with the board, they're not doing anything, believe me, a judge won't hesitate, not for a second, to put somebody in there in charge of the project to fix that building. So I hope that answers your call, Julia. We got tons of calls behind you. How about we go to Carol in Delray Beach?
Hello?
Hey, Carol, how are you?
Hello?
Yep, Carol, you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, how can we help?
Okay, our board has seven people. We're an HOA. And three of the members are new, and one of them is the president. And they decided to close the pool and have it cleaned. Okay. And we don't know why. And they didn't consult the other members of the board. Is that okay?
So the three out of seven decided to do that? Or is it four out of
three
seven?
Three new. One of them is the president. And
no,
the other,
it should, that obviously should not happen. So obviously the pool needed some sort of a repair. Right? Or some sort
of
process.
Well, nobody knew about it.
Right. So the thing to do, do you guys have a management company? Or you're on your own?
Yes, we have a management company.
Okay. So maybe the management company should have noticed a meeting, or they should have been instructed to notice a meeting, make sure all seven of the directors know. How about making sure the community knows that smack dab in the middle of summer that the pool is about to be closed? How long is it closed for?
No, the community didn't know. They just sent out an email. We're closing the pool today for a week.
For a week, yeah. No, there's no two ways
notice,
about it.
No nothing.
Okay. Needless to say, that's something that should have been done by a vote of the entire board of directors. I mean, why was it closed? Do you even know, as being one of the four directors?
No, we don't even know, because the pool was redone a couple years ago.
Right.
And seemed to be fine.
Well, kind of crazy that it might have, and we don't even know if it's three people who made that decision. Maybe just one person made that decision. You don't know. So the bottom line is, yes, that was done. That
they
was
keep
done
saying
wrong.
They're transparent, but they don't do anything that's transparent.
No question that that was
and
done incorrectly.
And they're spending money like water.
I got it. Yeah, done incorrectly, and unfortunately, I guess it's too late. It's closed. But you know what? I think if I'm on the board, I'd certainly want to know why. I'd certainly want to see copies of any pool repair contracts.
My husband's on the board.
Yeah, well, I'd get copies of everything to prove why it was actually done. I think the unit owners have a right to know as well. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Carol. Let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Keep those calls coming, taking them at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. And in case you're just joining us, we're back. Eric had a little kidney stone problem, but he's feeling great and taking your calls. We've got all the lines pretty much busy, but one line is open. If you want to call and ask Eric a question about anything condo or HOA related, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
Playing what's worse, condos or kidney stones? Let's see if Milan from Delray has an opinion. How are you, Milan? Milan from Delray.
Hello.
There? All right. How about we go to Jim in Bonita Springs?
Hey, Jim.
Hi. How are you, Eric, this morning?
Hey, how are you? Love the Hyatt in Bonita Springs, by the way. Yeah. One of the nicest hotels in the entire state. Yeah. That place is gorgeous. What's going on, Jim?
Thank you very much. Well, my question really was, how many record requests can you make at the same time when you make a record request?
Okay. And that's a
great... There's a regular limit.
Yeah, there's no real particular limit, but I'll answer it this way. There's arbitration cases out there that say if a unit owner writes a letter to the board, you know, puts it in writing, even certified mail, a return receipt requested, that basically either just photocopies the statute, right, and asks to see everything, or says, I want to see all of the official records, right? That is not a real request. Okay, that
right.
request like that doesn't have to be honored. So it has to be broken down.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, into specifically what you want to say.
A request like that is egregious. Yeah,
right.
But there was a case, my brother's condo, where he asked to see 4 records
right.
during his request. And the
okay.
condo management group said, I'm sorry, but we only allow you to make 1 record request per record request, and the rules say you could only make one of these every month.
Yeah, probably unreasonable.
One.
Yeah, probably unreasonable.
Okay,
and because here's what the statute says. The statute says that the board can make reasonable rules regarding the number of record requests, you know, what could be requested, basically, but... I can tell you, when you look at the arbitration decisions, any request, any rule that a board makes that at its very nature, at its very heart, is basically designed to thwart a unit owner's attempt to get legitimate access to the records, that's going to be struck down as an unreasonable rule by arbitrators every single time. And as long as we're on the topic, let's teach something else in this regard. So again, the statute says for both condos and HOAs, the board can make reasonable rules regarding the frequency, time of records requests. Now, suppose a board comes out with a rule. They make a rule that says record requests can only be Thursdays from 4:30 to 5, right? You would think that that rule is totally unreasonable, right? And what arbitrators have said is, well, you know what? It depends upon the specific circumstances of that condominium. In a 400-unit condominium, for example, where there's full-time management, certainly a rule that limits records requests to Thursdays from 4:30 to 5, that would be considered unreasonable and a clear attempt by the board to prevent the unit owners from getting access to records. However, same rule, 8-unit condominium, right? Records requests can only be made Thursdays from, you know, 4:30 to 5. That may very well be considered a reasonable rule in an 8-unit condominium or a 10-unit condominium. Depends upon the circumstances. You got to take each fax as on its own merit.
I thought they were supposed to have a website where you can get all that stuff.
Yes, but remember, Karen, only for associations of 150 units or more. Right, but this is why, but you raise a great point, Karen. Just because the statute requires associations with 150 units or more to put it up on a website, I'll still take the position that who cares how big your association
That's
is.
That's right. Do
put
it.
The damn records up on a website anyway,
avoid
so you don't run
crap.
Into these problems.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, you know, someone like Jim doesn't need to get bothered by it.
I don't understand the reluctance, Sarah, of condo associations to have people look at their records. But back in law enforcement, when you said to somebody, I'd like to see blankety blank, and they replied with the question, well, why do you want to see that?
Right.
It was always a reason that there was a problem.
Absolutely. So it's very clear under Florida condo and HOA law, you do not have to give a reason. You're entitled to them because you're an owner.
Aha.
Period. No reason needs to be given.
Yeah.
Okay?
My brother had an unusual response to that. He formed the records club, and he got 10 like-minded people within the association.
Yes.
And they did it like a attorney's study group in law school.
Really?
Each one took a separate Yeah, and each one took a separate thing, you know, records, financials, etc.
Right.
And they all made record requests within two weeks of each other.
Right, and that way they always had the records despite how many rules there were in effect trying to prevent you from getting the records. Makes a lot of sense.
Exactly.
You just need to get some friends on your side. Jim, I appreciate the phone call, buddy. How about we go to Milan and Del Rey?
Hello.
Milan is back.
Yay.
Welcome back.
How can we help? Thank you very much. That was meant for me. Welcome back. Thank you very much. How can we help you?
I was going to say I'm the guy from Finland that contacted you, but I won't do that. quick question regarding new board, HOA, not a condo, trying to enforce rules that weren't really all that enforced by the previous board.
What
a novel concept. And this is for landscaping, common elements landscaping, you know, where people kind of go out there and plant things here and there,
yes,
or flowers around their townhomes, which are common elements. How would the board start, let's say, removing those plants from common elements landscaping?
Yeah. Be careful, I can tell you. You got to talk about your wins and your losses, right? So I remember I was involved in a case as a young lawyer, probably 25 years ago, in an arbitration proceeding called Romont. After the fact, the board came to me after they had ripped out gardens, just like your situation, where they had actually ripped out gardens where people had planted stuff for years and years and years, and it was going, you know, basically unpunished, even though there was a rule. And the arbitrator, from what I remember of that opinion, said association had no authority to rip out private people's gardens after a while, right? Statute of limitations expired for them to do anything about it. They waived their right to go after them. There was a latches defense, and bottom line, put it back. Whatever you ripped out from the owners, they actually believe the final order was association was required to replant the materials that the unit owners actually had torn out.
And I think they're allowing people to grow vegetables in their front yard
and
now.
By the way, as we sit, there is a bill on Governor DeSantis's desk, which would allow the every person in the state of Florida to plant a vegetable garden in your front yard, not your backyard, in your front yard, despite any municipality regulation to the contrary that would prevent it. So, you know, a lot of municipalities says, know, in the front of your yard, you have to plant flowers or, you know, some other sort of tropical landscaping. Yeah, but some people said, no, I want to plant for food. And there's a bill on DeSantis's desk right now that says, bottom line, you can plant anything you want in your front yard, including vegetables. And let's see if he signs it.
My question was more to outside of their property on the common elements. I'm aware of the what they're trying to pass as far as the garden is concerned, but this simply pertains to like flowers that are not in their property. They're in the common elements.
Yeah, I understand. So was my answer. Yeah, the case that I spoke to you about. And if you call me tomorrow in the office, I'd be glad to actually email you the case. Also involves unit owners utilizing the common areas, right, that were right outside their unit to plant their own, shrubbery, whatever they wanted to plant. And after a while, prior boards let it go for years. New board comes on, rips everything out. They get sued and lose. So if you'd like, give me a call in the office tomorrow, 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112. I'll be glad to find that case for you and email it to you. Okay?
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks, Melinda. All right, let's do this. I'll take our final break of the hour. Still taking your calls in the few minutes we got left. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Back right after this.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel.
Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website, pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Here's Jeff and Jonathan from Sherlock Tree.
Do your trees on your property look like a mess? Are they unsightly and overgrown? At Sherlock Tree Company, we know you're tired of going from company to company, hoping to find the one that gets it. At Sherlock Tree Company, we get it.
I'm Jonathan, the head arborist at Sherlock Tree Company. We've been here in South Florida since 1974, serving the Tri-County area. Our entire team is first class. We are committed to the long-term health and wellness of your trees. Please call me or any one of our other certified arborists at 954-788-4000.
Sherlock Tree has state-of-the-art equipment that is ready for action the minute we roll up on your job and what you've hired us for. Our large staff does residential, commercial, and large HOA work for some of the most notable properties in South Florida. Whether it's trimming or pruning, tree removal, new tree installation, or even if you want a whole new look, Sherlock Tree won't quit unless you are completely satisfied.
Call me, Jonathan, at Sherlock Tree Company at 954-788-4000. Check us out on the web at SherlockTree.com. That's SherlockTree.com.
This message is for anyone who has taken on the important responsibility of becoming an officer or director in a homeowner or condominium association. It is also for the management companies who work closely with these caring people to make sure things are done the right way. Hello, I'm Gil Pomar, South Florida Regional President for CenterState Bank, now the second largest bank based in Florida. Our bank, CenterState Bank, has an amazing team of professionals who are exclusively dedicated to the homeowner and condo association market. Your job is not easy. There are repairs and new projects that need financing. There are legal and social issues that need to be understood. There are also technology and servicing issues that your residents want to be improved. Why not choose a bank that knows this business backward and forward? Why not have a local banker who will meet with you face-to-face whenever it is convenient for you or your board? CenterState Bank has over 2,000 associations as customers for a reason. Please give us a chance to earn your business. Call Terry Russo at 954-633-1666 to make it happen. CenterState Bank is an equal housing lender and a member of the FDIC.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs right here on 850 WFTL. We are taking your phone calls live here for any questions. Eric Glazer is the expert on community association law. He's board certified. The number to call, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. In fact, he's invented a course.
Yeah, we sure did. And it's, you know, it's never too early to register for our courses. And remember, if you don't get certified either a year before becoming a board member, within 90 days after becoming a board member, you're automatically off the board. One way of getting certified, attend our popular Condo Craze Board Cert class. We're probably up to about 20,000 Floridians
wow.
at this point that we certified all throughout the state. The class was approved by the DBPR also to provide two 2019 legal update credits for all community association managers that attend. And by the way, the website was updated. You can register now for any one of the following classes. Karen, start us off.
And it's free, by the way.
It certainly is.
October 2nd at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Broward.
Absolutely. A few days later, this is all in the month of October, by the way. October 8th, 6 days later, Palm Beach at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
Then Miami Beach, October 10th at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
Yeah, I think that's going to be at the new Miami Beach Convention Center, so that should be
nice.
Beautiful. They've been closed for like 2 years, so that should really be a beautiful new venue in Miami. Then the next day, Naples at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
Bradenton, October 17th at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
The next day, we're in Orlando, October 18th at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
And then finally, still in October. Are there that many weekends in October?
I don't know. It looks nuts, right?
Tampa at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo on October 23rd. And you teach so many different topics at your seminars. So even if you've been to one, even if you're not a board member, you just live in a condo or HOA and you want to learn, it's really important to learn the from time to time language, official records, different types of documents that govern your community, service and emotional support animals. That's a hot one. Collections, manager responsibilities, all of the new laws that have been passed this year, which sometimes Eric has been a part of, a lot more. And again, food is served. It's all free. You walk out with a frameable, wonderful certificate. He even gives you the notes from what he told you. And certainly you exit a much, much wiser.
Yeah, and to register everybody, just go to condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, condocrazeandhoas.com. As a matter of fact, Karen, as we're talking about the class, Joan writes in from Tampa and starts off by saying, three of our board members attended the course in Tampa. Excellent program.
Yay!
Thank you, Joan from Tampa. Much appreciated. All right, in the few minutes we got left, who do we got? David in Del Rey.
Hello.
How are you, Dave?
All right. We have a board of directors for the recreation area that is a 617 corporation. We also have 91 condo associations for the rec area that are the owners. Can the 91 associations with a two-third vote override the board of directors?
No way for me to answer that question unless and until I would see your governing documents. Some questions can be answered by looking at the statute. Can't do that here, but I do want to stress something, a very interesting point that you raise. Now, a lot of times people will call in and I'll answer your question based upon 718 if it's a condo association, or 720 if it's a homeowners association, and then sometimes you'll have a situation where neither statute govern, and Dave from Delray tells us why. Because your particular association may be governed by Florida Statute 617. And then, Dave, as you know, 617, as I said, is neither a condo nor HOA, right? Because
right.
It could be various different reasons why. Now, sometimes you'll have a situation where the condo law or the HOA law doesn't answer you a specific question, right? You'll be given a set of facts, but it doesn't neatly fit into the statute for condos or the statute for HOAs. And everybody should know, like, not only where Dave lives, but where you live in your community, you're not just an HOA, you're not just a condo, but you're also governed by Florida Statute 617. Why? Because you are also a not-for-profit corporation under the state of Florida. So when Dave from Delray says he's governed by 617, that's the Florida not-for-profit statute, okay? So sometimes you'll have a situation, like I was saying, where 718 or 720 doesn't answer your question. The fallback is to take a look at Florida Statute 617, because that's general corporate law. And the general corporate law statute would, again, be the fallback position when 718 or 720 may not necessarily address it. Now, Dave, you want to know, you know, who controls? Is it going to be the 91 condo associations that you have, or is it the one basically master association that's governed under 617? And there's no way for me to tell you what the rights are of those 91 unless I can get a hold and see what your governing documents provide. Sometimes that's just the way it is. Can't answer a question without seeing the docs.
Gotcha.
Okay,
so
you got it.
Right.
But thanks for the phone call, Dave. But you still helped to give everybody a lesson today on 617. Much appreciated. All right, in a few minutes we got left, quickly taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. How about we go to Donata in Miami? How are you, Donata?
Hi, Eric.
Hey, how are you?
You're okay.
We're holding up, that's for sure. How are you?
I'm going.
Yes.
Eric, a question about what that lady said, that you said, the first lady, that you can take to court if there is structure,
yes,
problems or something like that.
Yes.
So, like we have a sewage leaking, yeah. I, off my own expenses, paid for cameras to come, you know, the plumber to come and do,
yes,
the cameras.
Yes.
So it's even worse conditions than what we even thought.
Right.
And this company, which is a very reliable 30-year company in Miami-Dade, they told me that it was in fact it was a big leaking all underneath, and it was affecting the structure,
right,
of my unit. And the clogging and everything, guess what, came from the house of the board member, the one that would want to fix it.
Right, I got it.
So would it apply for to file a lawsuit based on that, what you said a little while ago?
Yeah, absolutely. No two ways about it. If you can prove that, A, your home is being affected, B, the common elements are being affected because the board doesn't want to spend money to fix a problem that is an association problem, and as a result of their ignoring the problem, again, your unit continues to suffer damage, the common element continues to suffer damage. Now, one thing you have going in your favor is now you've already, I guess, scoped it out, right?
Well, they pay for that now that
she's
done
it? It's like that's the theme of today, scoping the pipes out. I don't know why, but it just keeps coming up. But anyway...
Yeah, okay.
Right. Yeah. Bottom line is, you now have a professional opinion in your favor, right? You have an expert that came out, took a look at the pipes, determined what the nature of the problem was, and if and when you would go to court, there would be erase in the hole.
But do you have video of what he did? Did he take video?
Yeah, they put those cameras. So, you know, it was very expensive, by the way. You know, the cameras, and they spent like 2.5 hours. I was impressed by the work of these guys.
Right.
And, you know, they marked everywhere where there was enormous leakage, and it came, and it was clogged because, amazingly, all the sewage here is connected, one unit to the other, which is totally outrageous.
Why
and
not
the
do
leakage
this?
Is coming from the board member's house.
Well, why not do this? House. Can you get a copy of the actual tape that they ran, you know, a videotape? I would take that videotape.
I'm gonna get everything, and I'm gonna go there with you again.
Yeah, and I would send it off to the board of directors, a copy of the video, and say, "Hey, we had an expert inspect it. This is the expert's conclusions. We're giving you 7 days to address the problem. It's an emergency. If not, you know, you have to make that pre-arbitration demand if it's some situation that may need to wind up in arbitration. If not, you winding up going to court. And the bottom line here is the loser." And it certainly seems that if you have an expert opinion, the associations can certainly be the loser here. They can wind up paying your attorney's fees.
And if they see you a video, then they're toast.
Yeah,
excellent. That's what I, you know, paid them to do, to the cameras everywhere. And they couldn't even get through to her unit. It's so clogged at her unit.
Right.
So it couldn't even go through, and it's leaking water underneath the underneath my townhouse.
Right. Well, one of the
structure.
Well, and one of the situations that Julia from Hollandale actually wanted to know about was potential individual liability of a board member.
Right.
And here, if the board is not fixing it, you know, despite the fact that it's a specific board member's house that's leaking, you know, if you can prove it might even be her responsibility to fix it, or the board member's responsibility, or the board as a whole responsibility to fix it, and they won't do it because, you know, it would increase their assessment, so they'd have to pay for a special assessment, then again, putting safety or the soundness of the building ahead of their own personal financial gains, then yes, you can potentially wind up getting individual liability even against a board member.
So, Eric, but, would Cigna cover her scoping, or would
Blue Cross Blue Shield?
Will
right.
she get reimbursed by the board for that if she wins?
Yeah, if she wins, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. If she winds up filing suit, okay. and she can prove that, look, I want them to take a look at it. They didn't take a look at it. I even had to come out of pocket. And, yeah, she'd be able to get those that reimbursed in a court of law as well.
Okay,
most cases, though, between an association and a unit owner, basically any fight that winds up going to arbitration or winds up going to court, the loser is going to pay the winner's attorney's fees. Very, very rare that actually doesn't happen. Now, I'll say this. It doesn't necessarily mean that even if you win, you're going to get back the exact amount of attorney's fees that you paid, especially in the arbitration division. Oftentimes, they don't award the same hourly fee that attorneys charge, especially with South Florida attorneys charge. The arbitrators will find that, no, I'm going to award a lesser fee.
A reasonable fee.
And isn't it better to go to small courts?
Sometimes you can't go to court right off the bat because it's the type of case that must start out in arbitration, right? So if you wind up going to court, the judge is going to simply dismiss your case because you haven't started out at the pre-suit arbitration process. And if it's an HOA, you probably got to start off at the mediation table. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you, Eric.
Donata, we wish
you
luck.
Thank you so much. And I hope you don't have more incidents.
No, we won't. We're going to drink a ton of water every day. That's the promise, okay? Thanks, Donata.
Did we end on a question about piping?
About piping, yeah. That's no coincidence, I think, right? That's hysterical. But I, again, do want to thank everybody for calling in and for even while I was out. Sending me emails, wishing me a speedy recovery. Very, very, very much appreciated. Got to tell you, Karen, it's great to be back.
I'm so happy you are back.
Yeah, certainly love what I do.
You're never out.
No, I love what I do every Sunday and love being with everybody on Sunday. And with you and with Elliot,
it's
my honor and a pleasure. And, of course, we'll speak to everyone again next Sunday at 11 a.m. here on 850 WFTL. For Condo Craze and HOAs, have a great week, and more importantly, I mean it now more than ever, have a healthy week.
Yes,
okay?
Thank you.
Take care, everybody.